Hello. The seatbelt check is around the corner.
You actually were telling the truth.
I do that quite a lot. Your people are always surprised.
Welcome aboard. Ladies and gentlemen, there may be some turbulence up ahead. Make sure your seatbelts are fastened.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Welcome back to Escape to the Magic Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Randy.
I am Dak.
And this is Ryan.
And this week, coming to you from the Escape to the Magic Studios is the two-day park hopper planning trip extravaganza word salad.
Oh, boys, I need the help.
Yeah. Why do you need help? I don't understand. Yeah, what do you need help for?
So here's the situation. All right. So
are you a pro or are you not a pro?
I am a pro, but let me set the stage here. All right. So we are leaving for Disney. Oh, let me backtrack. We are leaving for Florida in about a month, and we are doing 2 days at Universal. I'm not worried about that. We're doing 2 days at Disney. There are 15 of us.
Wait, and what?
Yeah. So my family.
I don't know about that.
My family. My brother's family.
Stop. Okay. I got the story here. Brent, who has gone on a guy's trip with us.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah, Brent, he's semi-pro.
Family, yeah. Yeah, his family decides they're going to Disney World for spring break.
Ryan's you're going parents, over spring break?
Yeah, it gets better.
I don't want any part of this.
Hear the story of Brent's family going to Disney World, and they're like, hey, let's do this. Let's go with the family. In their loving, kind grandma, grandpa heartness, they gift Ryan's family some tickets or some vouchers to go to Disney.
So yeah, okay. So
I need your parents.
All right. You're pretty close, Dak. So yeah. My brother Brent,
I've been living vicariously through Ryan for the past month and a half.
Yeah. So he's like, hey, we're going to Disney spring break. Blah 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 blah. My mom calls. She's like, hey, we hear this trip may be happening. Are you guys going? We're like, well, we're not sure. You know, one of my daughters has an activity that planned that week already. We're not sure yet. She's like, well, if you guys, you know, we don't want to go and we don't want you guys to go and then us not go and miss out on all the fun. So if you guys go, we're probably going to go. And if you guys go, we're going to need somebody there that is experienced in Disney because they haven't been to Disney in over a decade. Right. Mm. So I'm like, so talking to my wife, Holly, we're like, hey, what do you think about making this happen? She's like, yeah, sounds like a fun plan. Let's just do it. Call my mom back. Hey, listen. And my parents have always been very generous with Christmas. Like they send us some money for the kids and whatnot. I'm like, hey, we're just going to, whatever money you send us, that's going to be towards our Disney trip this year. So it's going to happen. Long story short, it's happening, right? And this is where the stress starts. It's the week of spring break. We went back and forth on, do we do 3 days non-park hopper? Do we do a 2 day park hopper? Do we do a 2 day non-park hopper? We've settled on a 2 day park hopper. Is that the right decision? I think Randy's already checked out.
No, I'm
would you
I'm,
do 3 days
I'm processing.
No hopper.
I'm processing. Would, yeah, so you do three days, two no, days no hopper. Hopper. So, you know, so, I think that means that, I mean, bottom line, you do no hopper. What park are you willing to sacrifice? That's the question.
Okay. So, this is
that, one. That's where you start right
this
there.
Is one
what
of,
park do I sacrifice?
Yeah, so for all those who are listening, looking to plan a trip, maybe this episode will help you. Cause this has been, as many times as I've been to Disney, I have racked my brain on how to make this 2 day trip work. Right. So, well, taking Dak's advice, we sat down with the kids because I'm thinking, okay, we can do a 2 day non-park hopper and just skip Animal Kingdom, maybe skip Epcot and do Hollywood and Magic Kingdom. And I'm like, well, hey kids, what are some of your non-negotiables? Dak talks about sitting everybody down. Let's talk about your non-negotiables. Flight of Passage, Everest. I'm like, wait a minute. Now we're talking about going to Animal Kingdom one of the days. I'm like, okay, we can't do a 2 day non-park hopper and Animal Kingdom be one of the days. That's just not going to work. So I'm like, okay, we got to do at least a 2 day park hopper option then to throw in Animal Kingdom. Turns out Flight of Passage Everest is a non-negotiable for not just my girls, but for my brother's family as well. So you can't sacrifice Animal Kingdom. And now we're doing a 2-day park. Well, we're going to hit all the parks now at this point, right? Because we're going to try to get Guardians. We're going to try to get, you know, Tron and all the good things, right? But I start thinking about, okay, where do I start every day? Mm-hmm. How do I end up every day? For me, not a non-negotiable is watching Happily Ever After. So one night we are going to spend at Magic Kingdom.
Well, you answered the first question here, right? Yep. So you're not willing to sacrifice any parks, which means that a 3-day no park hopper is not an option.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get back to your 2-day park hopper. You're going to try and fit 4 parks in 2 days.
Yep.
I think the key
with
for
with 15
me,
people.
Yeah.
Now, granted, my parents will probably not do all day every day.
Yeah. So I think that's your next question. Okay. To what extent is the group willing to split up and do their own things?
We are fine to split up some of the time.
And then a 2-day park hopper is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going to go is like, okay, so you've landed on the 2-day park hopper, which I think is the right decision. Now it comes down to, and this is why I always go back to this. Our family did this a few trips back. We sat down, we said, okay, what are your must-dos? We called them non-negotiables. Like, I absolutely need to do this as part of my park experience, and I'm willing to sacrifice some of the other things I may want to do or would like to do, but this is my must-dos. And once you get a good working list of these are my absolutes, then from there you can really start to hone in on, okay, this is what our schedule needs to look like. This is where we start. This is where we finish.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we're willing to split up and sacrifice, absolutely, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, solid plan.
So let me go through some of the non-negotiables, right? So I polled my family. My brother has polled his family. I even talked to my mom about their non-negotiables. So obviously, already talked about Everest, Flight of Passage. For me, Happily Ever After. One of my non-negotiables is that I want to see my family do Tron. They've never done it. I don't necessarily need to do it, but I want to see their reaction.
Wait, what?
I mean, I want to do it. Don't get me wrong. Okay. So, and it may just mean that that's a walk-on for us, right? We have to stay in the line. You know, talking to my parents, they want to do the classic rides. And my wife does too. Haunted Mansion, Tower of Terror, Carousel of Progress. A lot of those old classic rides. I put this one in for you, Randy.
I saw it.
Tom Sawyer Island.
Yeah.
Because it's probably going to be gone.
Well, if you're going over spring break, there's a good chance that you got it. It looks like they're not going to close it till the end of the year.
Yep. So I want to do that.
Closer to the end of the year.
Okay. I mean, I did not know that.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that. My brother's family has never seen Toy Story Land.
What?
Yeah, because they haven't been since it came online.
Oh my gosh.
They've never seen it.
Wow. Yeah, that's a must.
So Tower of Terror, Pecos Bill, I want to try the new menu, right? And then we had the other things too, like Rock and Roller Coaster, Haunted Mansion, Smuggler's Run, Rise of the Resistance. What else? Soarin'. So here's another question. When it comes to the Lightning Lane Multipass.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go next.
Okay. So this is where I am struggling. Because
I'm assuming you're probably staying off property.
We got a house 2 minutes from the parks.
Yeah.
We're not staying on property.
Yeah.
It's a nice house. We all sleep very comfortably there.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured that's where you're going to be.
Yep.
So, you know, that makes the multi-class a little interesting for you.
Yeah. So we only get a 3-day advance notice to select our essentially fast
passes. Back to the old school.
Back to the old fast passes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's going to be $35 per that week.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the prices this week. They're in the mid to upper 20s, and it's a non-spring break week.
Spring break, you're probably going to... It's
minimum 35,
out.
Right? Yeah. So now I'm looking at, for my family, we're looking at $200 extra a day just for these Lightning Lane passes.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, all right, if I'm...
Thanks, JPEG.
Well, if I'm at, for example, if I'm at Epcot, right, I almost would much rather spend the $17 to $18 it's going to be to get on Guardians and ensure that I get on Guardians. Because there's no guarantee that we're going to get the virtual queue for that or for Tiana's because it's spring break.
With 15 people, you're going to have a hard time.
It's going to be tough. Queue. So would I rather take that money and just ensure to get on Guardians and just wait in line for Soarin' and Frozen, maybe try to rope drop Frozen?
Well, I think here's your challenge. I think with your Epcot part, that's fine. Now the next thing is you got to figure out which parks are you doing which days.
I don't know. That's the dilemma.
This is why I'm telling you this, because it plays into your lightning lane decision, right? Which parks you do which days. Because if you're not going to do a lightning lane multipass for a couple of the parks, then you got to kind of pair those ones up together. I would say that means that your non-lightning lane day has to be a Epcot Animal Kingdom combined day, which means that you've got a combined Magic Kingdom Hollywood day, and that's hard because there's so much you're trying to get in there.
This is
what's challenging, because if you're talking about waiting in the standby line for Tron, well, you probably should kiss the last hour and a half goodbye of your Magic Kingdom day, because you're going to be standing in that line. That's just less time that you're going to be able to hit your other sentimental attractions, and things like Haunted Mansion without a lightning lane can be a long wait. It can be sometimes a 45 plus minute wait at certain times of the day.
But sometimes
of the day, you know, it'll be posted 13, which is really five or walk on, right? So it's just a little bit of a roll of the dice. And with attractions like Big Thunder being closed.
And Test Track is closed. But
at Magic, with Big Thunder closed, remember, that just funnels people out to other spots that it just makes it harder, right?
So let me ask you this.
So this is my way of saying I'm probably going to spend the money on the Lightning Lane to at least give myself some flexibility and hit some things and be able to cross them off the list with ease.
Yeah, my brother, Brent, he already said that he feels the Lightning Lane is a non-negotiable for him. He feels like they need to get it.
My kind of guy. I always like Brent.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just to insert real quick here, I would agree. I think Lightning Lane multipass needs to be factored into the costs, and yes, you may, you know, sacrifice it a little bit, like you were talking about with the virtual queues. I just think, to Randy's point, it's almost gotten to the point where it just has to be part of your park ticket purchase, in my opinion.
Because
it opens so many doors for
I've said that to everybody I talked to. I'm like, you have to get Lightning Lane multipass. And here I am thinking, well, it's only a 2-day park hopper. It's the week of spring break.
I think that's exactly why you have to get it.
And I see the logic in that. But part of me is like, okay, we're going to spend $200 extra a day. And what if we only get those three fast passes and nothing else?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just a risk.
But I'll tell you this, if that being the case, and again, spring break being the thing, I bet you don't get to do those three things without it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a lot of waiting in line. We just already have accepted that fact.
Yeah.
But we've also been there during spring break, and it is busier, 100% busier. But it's not Christmas time. It's not Christmas.
It's not race weekend busy, right? Yeah. But it's going to be real busy. Yeah. And mostly what it's real busy with is not even families. It's a bunch of school trips.
Yeah. And it's not locals. Locals don't have spring break.
Those are annoying groups.
And I think the Lightning Lane multipass allows you to do those non-negotiables, right? Like, this is where, as a family, you're going to have to sit down and decide, okay, well, you know, our family, as opposed to Brent's family, our family wants to do ABC, right? And so we're going to use our Lightning Lanes to do ABC, whereas Brent's family may not align with that. I think the other thing I would advise you to do, my personal opinion, Randy, you jump in here, don't link your accounts in this scenario. What I have found is that
I know the danger that you're alluding to, which is someone may accidentally screw everything else up. I think, yeah, I have two master people running the whole show.
I think you might sacrifice some Lightning Lane selections with a group of 15 versus a group of five. You're going to have to. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's a tough call. Once you get above, I think, 8, 9, 10 people, that is where linking.
It's unwieldy.
It is. Yeah, it is very
hard. So maybe create two parties.
Yeah, the problem with two parties, though, is that if you all want to do something at the same time, it may not be an option for you because that doesn't show, right? So it is going to be a unique challenge. I think you do link the whole party, but I think you limit it to who gets to run it.
Oh, 100%.
Would be me. There's not going to be anybody else that's going to want to run it, so it's going to be me. So, and I haven't done this new system yet because Disneyland.
I mean, it works the same as
it's
the old.
It should be fine.
Right?
Like it should be fine. Yeah. I'm not stressed out about it. I'm more stressed out about having everybody linked up, and then not getting what we want to get, or because we have so many people,
Well, by the way, what we want to get. By the way, I think here's a pro tip on it. Sometimes when you're trying to get something that is a hot in demand attraction, instead of having to think through so hard on who's not going on this, you grab it for everyone and then you go and select those individual people and you change it for them to something else after the fact. And that's a little bit of a pro tip. And there's a pretty easy way to just say, yeah, select everybody. You're not like having to check 15 boxes there.
No, that makes sense. So let me ask you this. Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom is not a full day, obviously. It's not even a half day.
In this scenario.
Well,
I think period.
Period. I mean, I think a half day at Animal Kingdom is all you need, really, on a normal trip.
Right now, today, in its current state, correct.
Yeah. But to get over there and to do Flight of Passage, to do Everest, and maybe to walk around, maybe do the Kilimanjaro safaris, maybe even to see the Lion King show.
So that's the thing, is so you need a lightning lane for the safari, period.
Okay. So but my question is this. Do we risk going over there? Because everything that I have seen and read and heard is that obviously because Animal Kingdom closes so early, 6 o'clock, they actually closed at 7 last night I saw, but people aren't going over there to start their day at 3 o'clock, right? Would that be a better strategy? To get over there as people are leaving Animal Kingdom because they're going somewhere else. They've already started there. They did the whole rope drop thing. They're going to go hit up another park. We go over there as people are leaving and try to knock everything out. It could be a little risky. I mean, because you could get over there and Flight of Passage still has a 2-hour wait.
Well, this is where you do
the lightning lane.
No, you know the trick on this one, right? You hit Flight of Passage at the end of the day. That's your last attraction there at the park.
Yeah, but
even if you're getting in, closes at 6. Even if you're getting in line at 5:55, it's your last attraction of the park. It's a much shorter wait at that point. Period. And now you're guaranteed to get on.
Yeah.
And you didn't eat up all of the rest of your time elsewhere, because as long as you're in line, they're going to let you through.
Yeah. And I guess too, the other thought is that if you got over there and were able to leave around 7:30, there's still maybe a little time left over to go.
You can go back to another park that's still open.
You know, Magic Kingdom, their hours are, I mean, right now they're saying that they're closing at nine.
Yeah.
But I saw last night they were open till 11.
Yeah.
So those park hours may change. I'm not really, confident on the park hours that are posted right now, but
yeah, it's a little far out.
Yeah,
this point in the
they'll
year,
probably
to know
change.
What
it's going
to
be.
They will
week.
Definitely change, and over spring break, almost certainly they'll change to be longer.
Yeah. So,
Animal Kingdom maybe not so much. That's a park that doesn't have a lot of variability in hours, mostly because it's daylight dependent, right? Like they really don't stay open past dark, and so you're still. Spring break, you're still kind of teetering on the winter months. The days are shorter rather than longer. So I would bet it's probably a 6 o'clock. Maybe it goes to 7, but I bet it's a 6 o'clock thing. But I think your strategy of after lunch, going over there after lunch, hitting stuff in the morning somewhere else, going there after lunchtime, doing what you want to do at that point. Maybe it is even a 2 or a 3 o'clock sort of thing, right? Because what do you really want to do? You want to do Lion King, you want to do Everest, then you want to do Flight of Passage. Well, you can hit those other two, and then you jump right in line for Flight of Passage right at the end of the day. Your only risk there being, of course, if for some reason the attraction itself broke down, right?
Which happened on our last guys trip there.
Which that you know,
I believe Dak was.
But there's no avoiding that anyways.
Yeah, I believe Dak was very disgruntled.
I was not happy with
going
that.
Over there.
I don't blame you.
It was a waste of trip.
Here's my thought on a couple of things. Number one, I think we talked about this, you and I, on our own, Ryan, for a little bit, is like, I would try to end my first day if for you, or I'll speak for me. If it were me, I would end my first day at Magic Kingdom with the Happily Ever show, because to me, that's my number one non-negotiable. So I would end it there on day one because I want the fallback of day two in case something happens where Happily Ever After does not show or it's not as good of a show. So say it's rainy or say it's cloudy or something like that that could disturb that show so that on day one it's not as good as day two potentially. I want to have that ace
option.
In the hole. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. You need to – Magic's got to be your first day because of the unpredictability of weather. Mostly – at that time of year, what we always see is we see low clouds. Mm-hmm. And you know, if the clouds are low, you'll see nothing of the fireworks. So, yeah.
And then the other thing I would say is I would leave the end of day two kind of flexible in the sense that no matter how well you plan this, something is going to not go as planned. So no matter how much you lay up out this plan today, you know, 6 weeks out or whatever, something is not going to go to plan. So what I would say is, or suggest is, I'm going to leave the second half of day two open for people to be able to go do any of their makeup rides or any of their makeup non-negotiables that got canceled on day one.
Well, if I'm leaving the second half of day two open, how am I getting in? So I'm thinking, for example, we do Epcot, maybe that first day, Epcot in the morning, Magic in the afternoon, evening.
Sorry, when I say open, I just mean flexible for the group to be able to split up. It's like, hey guys, not going to hurt anybody's feelings, but day two, we're going to kind of like, first half, we may be at wherever, Hollywood, let's say. And the second half of day two, the plan is to go to Animal, but we're going to leave it open to people who may want to go back to, you know, whatever, Epcot or Magic Kingdom or whatever, to be able to do something. Like, to me, if Animal Kingdom is not really exciting me, I may say, well, you know what? I didn't get a ride, you know, whatever, at Hollywood Studios. I want to make sure that I go back and be able to experience it. But that's, again, that's just my take on making sure I hit my non-negotiables. That's how I would handle it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Not saying it's the best. I'm just saying, for me personally, that's how I would do it.
I would. Here's the thing. We'll give you 4 million ideas, and you're going to have to come up with your own approach. For me, I would rather say, this is the plan. Take it or leave it. Like, you can do whatever you want, but this is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's, you guys know that. I mean, we've been on enough trips. I'm like, this is what I'm doing. If you want to come, great. Yeah. That's awesome. And most of the time, everyone does, yeah, right? Because they don't know what else they'd want to do. To Dak's point, I think you the flexibility you offer them is like, but you could go do this, you could go do this, you could go do this. You give them other options to maybe choose from, but this is what I'm doing, and this is how I'm going to approach it.
No, and I think for the first day and a half, that is the approach. This is the plan. This
no,
is
no, I do that
going.
The entire time. No. There's no point where all of a sudden I'm taking my finger off the pulse here. I'm saying, this is what the plan is, but you may not want to do that at a certain point, and see you later. Go have fun.
Yeah.
And I know with any plan, something's going to happen. It's going to get crowded because it's also going to be the Flower and Garden of that week.
Well, where you don't want to be is, you don't want to be in Epcot at nighttime then.
No. That's already out of the question. Epcot probably after 2 o'clock is going to be a no-no. That's why it's going to be in the morning.
Agreed.
You got a better chance of getting the virtual queue for Guardians if we're there in the morning. And we've been there. I mean, even when we were there last January for our guys trip, whatever reason, Epcot, it was the Festival of the Arts. It was so packed. So crowded.
Epcot is a very busy park now.
It is.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's a very busy park.
All sorts of festivals
and
going on.
Frankly, the crowd density is only worse while Test Track is closed, because that tends to take up quite a few people that are there.
It does.
So
So here's what I'd say. Start day one, Epcot. Start your morning there. You just said you don't want to be there in the afternoon. Know that you're ending day one at Magic Kingdom. The other nice thing about that is it's on the monorail loop, so it's very easy to transfer from Epcot over to Magic.
Yeah,
relatively quickly. That's going to be another challenge that you're going to run into, is just your transfer
getting in between places, right? Yeah. Animal Kingdom is going to be the hardest one, obviously.
Yeah. And so then that puts you at starting Hollywood in the morning on day two and finishing up your day at Animal. And to me, Animal, like we've already talked about, kind of a half day, maybe not even a half day park. And so that leaves the back end of day two a little bit more flexible to be like, hey,
clean up.
Yeah. Clean up time. Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, we're going to Magic Kingdom. We didn't really, you know, get a whole lot of happily ever after out of the first night. So we're going to go back and finish up our trip there. OK, great. We're going back to Hollywood Studios. We didn't get a ride Slinky Dog or, you know, whatever the scenarios are. It allows that flexibility on the back end of the trip to be able to say, OK, go do your own thing. We're going to Magic.
Do you know if, for example, with this new Lightning Lane pass, if we start at Epcot, I guess it doesn't matter, right? Because when you have the park hopper, it all is the same. You can get the park hopper. I'm sorry. You can get the Lightning Lane. Even though you start at Epcot, you can still choose your passes for Magic Kingdom. Just you're choosing the time frames, right?
Well, the only thing you want to be careful there is locking yourself in. So some people use the whole burner concept.
Yeah.
You choose a Lightning Lane that is a very short wait so that you burn through that so that you can start making other selections.
That's been my typical approach. Now I haven't used this new system yet.
We couldn't do that if we started at Epcot.
Correct. It would be hard. So when you book.
Unless you're
not going to get through your three selections if you have one for the afternoon and another.
Yeah,
park,
so we would have to book Lightning Lands for Epcot.
But your next challenge is, don't forget, with this new system, attractions are ranked in tiers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to choose two tier one attractions of your three selections, right? You're only going to get one of those. So you're going to have some challenge. To be honest, I might even be surprised if you're able to really burn through them if you're trying to do a couple of parks in a day, because you're really going to want to try and pick from those parks your top attractions that are going to go fastest.
This is
really tricky, and it is for our listeners who are probably like, "What the crap are they talking about?"
They're all over the place.
We're running through the same exercise right now. Like, how would I do this? And it's going to take some time. And that's why it's wise of you to start planning this so early, because this is how you're going to help manage not just your group's expectations, but your own expectations as the leader of the group.
Yeah. And it's funny because Universal, we're doing Universal Monday and Tuesday. It's like, we're just going to show up. Like, there's no Fast Pass involved. There's no Lightning Lanes involved. It's just show up, stand in line.
Yeah.
We're not spending the extra $5,000 to get the...
Yeah, you're literally doubling your ticket prices.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. Having a rest day in the middle of the week, and then we're hitting Disney Thursday and Friday.
You're going to need that rest day after those Universal roller coasters.
100%. Yeah, 100%.
So let me ask you this. On your non-negotiables, if you had to cross one off the list, it's a non-negotiable, but you're saying there's just so much that's going on, I'm not going to be able to get to do Haunted Mansion or Pirates or Tower. Or one of these significant, let's call it that, one of these significant rides. What's the first one to go off the list?
You are going to be 100% shocked when I say this.
You're crossing Tower of Terror off the list?
No, I think Happily Ever After.
Oh. You.
And then, so here's the thing.
That's
here's
it,
the
I'm
thing.
Signing off. It's
here's
been
the
a
thing.
Great show. Been a good run, everyone. I'm leaving the
show. Here's the thing. For me, it's a non-negotiable. I have to see it. But if things get a little squirrely and we're just not getting things done like we want to get done, you know, I've seen the show a ton. My girls have seen the show. I don't think it's a non-negotiable for them.
This is sacrilege.
No. Hear me out. My girls,
thou shalt not.
I think I'm with Ryan, honestly.
Here's the thing. Really? If it's like, if
because it's also because there's a huge element of unpredictability to it, right? Yeah. I mean, the weather, Florida weather in the spring, it is so unpredictable. It's more unpredictable in the spring, I think, than it is in the summer. So, like, I just, you don't know.
So it
may cross itself off by default, frankly.
True.
You know, look, if the clouds are low, I'm not even going to try.
No, that's
like, forget
a good point.
It's a waste of time. As much as I even just want to hear the music, it's just a waste of time. So you got to do it. I think I'm with Ryan on this.
It may just be worth it to go try to get two rides in during that time.
Sure.
If we have to. So
that's what these big trips, when I say big, I mean big groups. I think this is what this is the hardest part, is at some point you get to this stage where you're like, we're just not going to be able to do it all.
No, you're not. I'm looking at your list. I'm looking at your list and I'm like, you're not going to do this.
No, and we've accepted that we can't get everything done.
Yeah.
So,
And so that's
now
to me,
I could do
the
this.
Hardest part of it.
us three on a guy's trip could do this easily. Yes. In two days.
I think about my 18 mile day and I'm like, I could do this. Yeah. Right. But with 15 people,
it's not
going to happen.
Yeah. And so I think that's why I asked the question that I asked is like, at some point, everybody has to come to the conclusion that, you know, we're just not going to go to the Hall of Presidents or what, you know, I'm being facetious, but you know what I'm saying?
Do you see that on the list?
Cross that off anyways.
Well, let's pick a more one that stings is like, we're just not going to be able to do Pirates on this trip. Like we can't, the wait is 45 minutes nonstop all day long. And at some point I'm going to have to sacrifice one of these. Someone's going to have to be my sacrificial lamb.
And so let's talk about managing expectations. I actually think that's a choice you're going to have to make. You're going to have to pick between probably Pirates and Haunted Mansion. During spring break, I bet you you're looking at 45 plus minute waits the entire time. If you're there for half to three quarters of a day, you're probably going to have to pick between those two if you're going to do the other things. Carousel of Progress, Tron in a standby line, Happily Ever After if the weather is absolutely perfect, Pecos Bill, who knows what that's going to do to you, right? That may take up time later on in the day you weren't counting on, okay? So
well,
you know,
I wasn't planning on this happening, but we'll see you guys later. I'm going to be over here in the restroom.
Yeah. I'll have the proper medication for you.
Yeah, so I mean, I just think that's the reality of it, is you're probably going to have to sacrifice something at some point. Hilarious.
You know, and I gave up the ADR. I really wanted to do an ADR, gave it up. I didn't, you know, family wasn't feeling it. Just was like, you know,
I think it's too much.
It's just not going to work. Even like on that off day, the middle day, maybe trying to get an ADR to resort. And it's just like, you know what?
I wouldn't on a 2 day park hopper where I'm trying to get four parks in, I would not book an ADR.
Yeah.
Wouldn't do it. That's, that's 2 hours too long.
Yeah.
Listen, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't even remember the last time I went to the parks anymore. Yeah. It was...
How long has it been for you, man?
It was last year. Okay. Like, early, I think our guys... I don't know. It's been
January of last year.
It's been a long time, you know. You know, you want to talk about sacrilege? Like, you know, we did not renew my annual pass because there was nothing planned. And so it didn't make sense to do it until we kind of planned something. And there is nothing planned. In fact, we've actually kind of taken an approach this year. We're going to be very conservative on our travel. And so, you know, I'm super envious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm beyond envious. I keep waiting for someone to be like, hey, I got an extra ticket. And I just like book a day trip on Southwest and go out there and come back. Like, but no one's offered me a ticket yet. So one day it'll happen. I know a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I'm totally jealous of you as well. I find myself like Randy in a different spot that I've been in for a while, which is I don't have a trip planned to Disney in the foreseeable future. I don't expect one to come up in the foreseeable future. And so it's kind of like this, I got to live vicariously through Ryan, through music in my truck as I'm driving around each day, and you know, watching things on Disney Plus, and it's not a fun place to be.
How many times have we had this conversation, and then within a month, hey,
guess what?
Airfare is like 50 bucks one way. Let's go. Although I would say this, I think Disney World for me, this will probably be the last trip for a while, just because of all the construction they're doing.
Yeah.
I think Magic Kingdom's going to be like, right now they got a crane over by the Astro Orbiter. They've got Big Thunder down. You know, we know the state Tomorrowland is in. Like, to me, I think Magic Kingdom needs a little TLC before I commit thousands and thousands of more dollars on another trip out there. Let's get Test Track up and running again. Let's get some of these other projects completed.
Yeah, I think you've got really good points on that. You know, and that might mean maybe, you know, I spend more time in California than I do in Florida for a little bit of time. But at the same time, as much as I'm sad to not go, I'm actually also really kind of it's almost like a social experiment for me. I'm kind of excited to take a longer break, an intentional longer break, to help rekindle and rebuild up that excitement when I get there. You know, as much as we talk about how it's our happy place, the place we want to be, et cetera, which is absolutely true, I do think that the last few times I'd gone, it had become too much like a second home, frankly. Yeah. Like, you go so often where, you know, I felt like I was just kind of going through the motions in some of those instances.
No, I can see that.
And so I'm excited to go back and be like really excited to be there again.
Agreed.
Not just going through the motions. You know, I go with different people and stuff like that. And it's cool to be the expert, but that also diminishes to a certain point the magic that you experience yourself while you're doing it. Like, sometimes I do want to just kind of look around and, you know, maybe I want to be one of those obnoxious people that stops in the middle of a walkway, right? Maybe and just be like, oh, wow, I haven't seen that. But so I'm excited to have that longer break. And that's why, like Dak, I will live vicariously through you and your 14 companions.
Yep. And I'm going to send pictures of what I'm eating at Pecos Bill.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just I don't want to see the pictures of after. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah. That'll be a good. That'll be a good report back. Is that so?
You know, and just I'll finish with this. I think for me, I haven't been to Disney with my parents since I was a teenager.
I think that's amazing.
So I think for me, that's the highlight to go. But and my family with my girls, it's been 2021. So wow. It's been almost five,
that'll
four
be amazing
years since we've been there as a family. So as many guys trips as I've been on, and Holly, my wife's been out there a couple of times with a few of the girls. We haven't been as a family in a while. So I think awesome. Just having some good family time is what I'm looking most forward to. So,
well, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. Excited for you.
Yep.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you have some thoughts and some ideas too. We'd love to hear what you would do. But in the meanwhile, keep the magic alive, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, everyone. Then.